There's no telling for sure how the court will rule on voter ID, but key justices sent signals in oral arguments that they might have problems with the law. If changes are needed, Governor Scott Walker says he'd like to call the legislature back into special session to make them. But former Supreme Court Justice and Marquette Law Professor Jeanine Geske says it could be a few months before the legislature has any kind of decision to work with.
I believe we're going to see it either the last week in June or the first couple weeks in July. That's the end of the term for the court, but I suspect there's a good chance that there'll be multiple opinions. That takes time to write. I know that they're backlogged a little bit on their opinions.
A separate case challenging Wisconsin's voter ID law is also pending in federal court. Geske won't venture a guess on when that might come.
Federal judges are on their own timetables, and he can issue the opinion whenever he wishes it.
The longer courts wait to issue opinions, the closer a potential special session gets to Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was asked whether the timing of the decisions would affect whether he'd call his members back to Madison this year.
It's a good question. You know, it's hard to really judge that without, you know, weighing all the factors related to either a re-election or who comes through primaries. I mean, stuff like that could have a direct effect on it, but absolutely, timing would be part of a decision that you'd try and make.
Speaker Robin Voss's office said a special or extraordinary session can be called at any time. Republicans passed voter ID in 2011, but it was only ever used in one low turnout election before it was blocked by the courts. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.